Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Happy Friday! What? I feel like this weekend people are planning for a holiday. The way that we as Americans are yapping and buzzing over the solar eclipse, what's bigger right now, the eclipse or the final four? There's two of them. Jay, seriously, that's a serious question.
The eclipse is pretty big.
Right?
It's eclipsing everything.
I'm sorry, what? You are one of a kind, producer Jay. Jay tells me, because this happened last time too. It was maybe 4 years ago.
Well, the eclipse,
it might have been four years ago.
It was recent.
Yes, it wasn't that long ago.
No.
5 years ago, maybe. I was still living in my rental house, so I hadn't purchased my house. That much I know. So it had to be at least 2019. Jay's Googling it as we speak. I can always tell when Jay is doing research on the interwebs. But it wasn't that long ago. And I remember that I told myself, next time, I'll get the glasses ahead of time. In fact, I'll just wait until the stuff dies down and I'll order a pair of glasses so I have them. Because I tried the makeshift homemade cereal box viewer. It didn't work. And then I tried just to look at their sunglasses. Dummy. Don't be like me. And so here it comes around again. No glasses. But Jay tells me he found them at 7-Eleven. And my response was, well, first response, hey, can you grab me a pair? Second response, wait a minute. That might be a sham. Those might be fake. At 7-Eleven? What are they doing there?
They had everything. They look real to me. I mean, I don't know.
Jay only shops at 7-Eleven. That's his idea of grocery shopping.
They have a good selection. But I think they're legit. I wouldn't know the fake ones from the real ones.
Well, that's the point. Because right now, on the Friday morning before the solar eclipse, Total Eclipse of the Heart. We need to play that song. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I think my mom used to listen to it. Anyway, I don't know any other line except for that one. No way. Yes, I do. Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart.
There it is.
Okay, anyway, that song's going to have to be played on Sunday night into Monday. That was for free. It was bonus content. I'm thinking that if every other place is sold out of eclipse glasses, Jay, that those at 7-Eleven might just be the kind you get at the movie theater for a 3D flick.
3D movie glasses? Are they sold out everywhere? Is this like a thing?
They were 5 years ago or whenever the other eclipse was. I remember people trying to get them on Amazon and they crashed the site.
Well, he had an abundance, my guy.
Are you going to stop there on the way home this morning?
If I have to. Now I'm afraid they're going to run out.
I'm thinking you don't normally go out on Fridays. Sorry to out you, but both Jay and I, it's not like I'm any different. We don't really want to do anything on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings.
It's a nice day, night to relax.
It's a challenge. So Jay generally doesn't go out on Friday night, so I'm kind of worried about that. By the time you go out Saturday, you know, for your weekly trip to the mall,
of course,
they may not be there anymore.
I'm thinking that I'll have to go on the way home now to be sure.
Okay.
But
What if they're just 3D glasses? What are you going to do then? You're going to demand your $1.50 back?
No, I'm going to take it a step further. If they're just 3D glasses, you can't do that. I'm going to have to call somebody. Got to out them. They can't be having fake solar eclipse glasses out
you're
here.
You're going to file a complaint?
This is like a really big deal for the country.
It is.
You can't have fake glasses.
I'm telling you, I think there are people who are planning this like it's a holiday weekend.
The thing is, I'm worried now if they are real, though. Even if they're real or fake, how much do you think he's going to charge me for these now that they know that they're scarce?
Can I have that for my birthday present?
I got you something I thought better, but if that's what you want, all right.
Well,
I can include them in it.
You can throw them in for free? Throw them in as a bonus?
They'll be included, yeah.
They'll be included? Let's say they're $20. Just give me that for my birthday present. Are you giving me my pasta sauce back?
No, that's mine.
Well, then it's not actually. How many years ago I gave you that for your birthday? If you find the glasses and they're $20, just keep whatever it is that you bought me for my birthday or planned for my birthday, and I'll take the glasses.
I think I can add them both on. But if they're $20, I mean, out of principle alone, for a pair of glasses that I'm going to look at the sun
for. How are we going to see the eclipse?
I'm just going to look at it with my eyes at that point.
Yeah, you're not going to see it. I told you I tried that last time. It didn't work. Don't be like me. What did I just say? Don't be like me.
But you're going to see it, right? You just can't stare at it for that long.
No, you can't see it. It's too bright. Because the sun itself is too bright. Have you ever tried to look at the sun? You can't see it. Your eyes have to focus, have to be able to separate the eclipse from the outer edges of the sun. Like when they say total eclipse, okay, so the moon is in front of the sun. Well, it's not the moon is in front of the sun. But the moon is much smaller than the sun, right? So it doesn't cover the sun, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So the outer edges of the sun, the flames, they look like flames through a camera. You can still see them.
With the glasses. I need the glasses.
You need the glasses because otherwise the outer edges of the sun and just the bright light of the sun, it's not so much that you can't see the sun, it's the light that emanates from it that you really can't look at. If you try it, your eyes can't actually find the dark spot in the middle. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. I feel like I explained that the way that I would to my fourth and fifth graders.
So I'm reading now. I'm getting all these articles. Officials warn public of fake eclipse glasses.
See what I'm saying? I'm telling you, 7-Eleven should not have any eclipse glasses left.
So they need to be made by the American Astronomical Society.
Okay.
They need to have AAS. That logo on it, I guess.
Oh, speaking of logos. Oh, we're talking about mascots. Maybe they have a mascot.
Probably.
The AAS. Should I Google it?
What many is it? Counterfeit glasses look like the real deal,
oh,
and some
no.
have the correct
Jay's
ISO.
Been duped.
Why are these? There's a whole market
duped.
For fake solar
of
eclipse
course
glasses.
Of course, there this are. Is... Do you not remember this from 5 years ago or 6 years ago?
I guess I wasn't that into it. I don't know.
Well, here's the other crappy thing: you pay $20 for the glasses, and then it turns out to be cloudy. That's the
anyway.
Worst. The worst.
So get this though: the next one apparently won't be until 2044.
Which is why this is such a big deal. I do remember, did you figure out the last one?
It says 2017. It seems
okay,
more
so
recent
17.
Than that, but
it
that still is kind of
all right, but that's still within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time there was this, hey, don't worry if you missed it. There's another one coming in a few years. Hey, don't worry if it didn't do if you weren't on the path and you didn't get the total solar eclipse on your path or wherever you live, there's another one coming. Which is a completely different U.S. path. So I do remember that part. But here it is. It's the weekend of, and I didn't get glasses this time either. Don't. Jay, this is bad.
It's
we may
not
be
bad
out.
Yet.
Okay. Are you going to... Should I try a... I don't think I have a 7-Eleven near me.
I got one. Not on the... I have to like drive a little bit past my house. Ugh. But ugh. I'll do it.
Ugh. Ugh.
On a Friday. Ugh,
why are we such procrastinators?
I don't know. I saw them like about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. That's how I know that they have them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just didn't think they were going to be that hot of a commodity. I didn't know that they were flying off the shelves like that. They
you don't
so
remember?
Many.
So you and I were not friends. We had not been introduced. You were not working here 7 years ago.
No.
So you wouldn't have known that, whatever. We wouldn't have known each other, but I would have told you these are hot ticket items. People, like... On the internet, people were trying to sell them on eBay for hundreds of dollars.
If I do get a pair and they're going for hundreds, I'm saying we're going to sell them.
Listen to this, though. Are you ready? With the exception of complete totality, it is never safe to look directly at the sun. Even with fewer sun rays making it down to our part of the planet, you can still end up with permanent eye damage as a result.
You can. Not you will.
Jay, are you willing to deal and to gamble when it comes to permanent eye damage?
If I can't get the glasses.
You already can't see.
That is a very good point. So, I mean, how much worse is it going to really get?
Oh, Lordy.
I look at the sun, though, when you have to sneeze. You ever do that?
Yes, but so quick.
It, like,
mostly I look at lights.
If you need.
Right. If you're behind the wheel and want to glance up at the eclipse, don't. Even at a red light or stop sign, authorities from many states warn this action is dangerous.
Because
you look up, you get blinded by the sun, and then you can't see where you're going.
That's anytime you look at the sun. What does that have to do with the eclipse? Like, if you're driving, you shouldn't look at the sun, I would imagine.
The filters from your glasses make everything look incredibly dark as you're using them. So much so that it significantly affects your vision. Don't wear them while driving is essentially the point of this column.
It's going to be people all around Monday driving around in their glasses.
They are. Who think they're sunglasses? This article specifically says solar eclipse glasses are not meant to be worn as sunglasses, nor are they meant to be worn behind the wheel. Pull over, park the vehicle safely before putting on those eclipse glasses.
I'm going to wear them to the beach if I get them.
You're an idiot. You're not going to get them. Those are fake.
I'm getting them.
Fake or not, I'm getting them. This is like a couple years ago when I sent Jay on an errand to get pumpkin carving tools. Oh, heavens.
And I got them.
Oh, heavens. I mean, they were some pretty plastic substitutes.
They worked.
I don't know about that. You can check out the YouTube videos if you must, just to find out.
Well, these ones are nice.
Oh my gosh, you're a mess. Do they cost $30?
These are $7.99. It says was $31.97, now $7.99.
Oh,
huh. Why would they drop?
I wonder why they're discounting them.
Those are fake.
Uh-huh. I bet you they are. Jake's going to get duped. He's going to come in on Sunday night. I'm going to be all excited. This is how this is going to go. I'm going to be all excited. Birthday gift is solar eclipse glasses. I'm thrilled. It's the most functional gift I've ever received. Wake up on Monday afternoon early, mind you, and it'll be cloudy. And then the glasses won't matter. We've bought fake glasses, and they've given it to me as a birthday present, and we can't see the eclipse anyway.
Can we use them in 2044? Or are they
not good by then? Do you think we'll still be in touch in 2044?
I hope so.
Thanks, Jay. I appreciate it. Any more of these conversations, they're going to yank us off the air and send us to opposite sides of the country. We're going to be like Ipe and Shohei.
Where are we going?
Although neither one of us has $4.5 billion. Like, combined, from now until the end of time, we don't have combined we don't have $45 combined right now because
it's pushing it.
It's not payday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and producer Jay, who's just been duped by solar eclipse glasses at 7-Eleven. Don't be like producer Jay. Our final four category for this edition of the show, even though we just took a detour there. It's one that I was worried about, but you all have come through in a magnificent fashion. I'm so thrilled. Thank you for responding. We've had full phone lines for a lot of the night, and many of you are just laughing at your own answers. Final four mascots. No, not sports. You can include some iconic sports mascots if you must, but we're not asking you for sports mascots. Final four bracket mascots. It's After Hours on our Facebook page. Just Google it or search on Facebook, I guess. And then on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, Jay is retweeting. Really good stuff. We had forgotten. In fact, some of these we've never even heard of before, but we'd forgotten about the McDonald's characters from the Happy Meals. Oh my goodness. The Hamburglar, Grimace. Birdie. How could we forget about Grimace? The Burger King King, the King of the Burger King.
Do you remember the Burger King crew?
I don't know about the crew, but I know that people were creeped out by the Burger King.
Yeah, he's definitely creepy.
Uh-huh.
They used to have like a Burger King kids crew in like the late 90s, maybe, circa around there.
Interesting.
And yeah, the guy had like the goggles. Mm. Kind of like, so you might have solar eclipse glasses, actually.
Maybe. Way before their time. Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
The man who was behind the mask of the Burger King is the brother of one of my best friends.
Stop it. No
I swear
way.
To God.
Wow.
He was big into commercials and
like
he was.
They would be in the football commercials.
He would do jingles and that kind of stuff. And so, yes, this was kind of his big break, how he made a bunch of money. And it's the older brother of one of my best friends from college.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of a family secret-ish, although I think people know him maybe by his face, not, well, by the Burger King face. They know him in that circle, but most people have no idea.
Does he have the mask, you think?
Huh. I would think that Burger King would demand that back.
I would think so, too. But
yeah, they don't want that to hit the internet.
That's a, yeah. That'd be
it's
awesome
a collector's
if he did,
item.
I'd bid on it.
All right, so we'll reveal our final four mascots. I feel like the train just got completely derailed. That's all right though. It's live radio. It's not scripted. If you're ever wondering whether or not this is a taped show, don't. So on Twitter and Facebook, our phone number is 855-212-4227. We'll do a little preview of the final four because that's what's happening this weekend along with the eclipse. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days to watch basketball, find your glasses, and do your taxes if you're me. If you're not me and you're much cooler, then you don't have to worry about that. Monday, we're going to blow it out, baby. Blow it out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We beat the odds. I mean, the odds said that we weren't... We shouldn't make it back to the Final Four. Just proud of our team and for them believing in themselves. They created a certain level of chemistry and culture.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I said this earlier, it's pretty crazy that an undefeated team, 36-0, the number one overall seed in the women's bracket, has reached the Final Four. They were denied a chance to complete an undefeated championship run a year ago by Iowa. In fact, that's the game that really catapulted Iowa into the stratosphere. So here is Dawn Staley with five new starters. They had to replace most of the team that made it to the Final Four a year ago and lost to Iowa. Haven't lost another game. She's the Naismith Coach of the Year, and somehow they're not the top story in Cleveland. That's sports, right? That's fans. That's what happens when it's about human interest and buzz and when we get a wild hair. I mean, when we as Americans or we as sports fans decide we are obsessed, we go all in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So Dawn Staley and South Carolina will take on NC State in the first game of the Women's Final Four coming up in mere hours. This is long before the eclipse. You have no excuse. NC State, they're kind of a cool Cinderella. Now, not a double-figure seed like what we got in the men's, but Wes Moore, he's got this challenge now of facing Dawn Staley in the Gamecocks.
Started watching film, actually, on the plane ride home. Clipped one of South Carolina's games. I think this is the best team. And they've had some unbelievable teams. I think this is the best team they've ever had, simply because I think they've got so many people that can score the ball. They got so many really good shooters that you can't sit down on Cordoza and collapse on her, because they got a lot of people that can knock down threes around her. Even as great a player as she is, you also got to be concerned about the others. So it's a great challenge. Dawn Staley's been here many times, unbelievable coach. But like I said, we're excited about playing again and, wouldn't trade it for anything. So here we go.
They're 36-0. It's their fourth straight Final Four. So Dawn Staley has guided the Gamecocks into a fourth consecutive Final Four. They barely were challenged in the entire SEC run. One game where they needed a buzzer beater. Otherwise, they were winning games, and I'm not lying about this, 70 points, 82 points. That was one of their margins of victory. But they beat their opponents in the SEC by an average of 30 points. and somehow not getting nearly as much buzz as Iowa and UConn. Caitlin Clark and now Paige Beckers. I'm sure that coach, well, the coaching staff, Dawn Staley and her staff, are fine with it being this way. And maybe it gives them a little extra edge, a little extra mustard, if you will. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Who are your Final Four mascots? We'll get back to your answers coming up. Lisa Bluter, we've seen her everywhere in the last couple weeks. If it's not Caitlin Clark, it's Lisa Bluter. And that's great because we had her here on After Hours on Selection Sunday night, and we're really excited about that. I think her wisdom as someone who played in a different era and is now watching this meteoric rise and the explosion of popularity of the sport, she's got great perspective on a lot of different things, like how basketball can capitalize on what's been this higher profile. I asked her about that. How much fun she's having. She said people expect her to say it's a lot of pressure, it's this, it's that. Nah, she said this is a blast. This is what I've always wanted. And she's really proud of the young women who right now are repping the sport.
My dad put up a basketball hoop for my two older brothers, and they never used it. I'm the one that wore it out and made them take down their bushes so I could shoot from farther out and stuff. But 6-year-old Lisa would have no comprehension of this because you didn't have the role models then. You didn't know what the possibilities were. You didn't know what you could achieve, really. We didn't have, you know, people, an Olympic basketball team back then. So that's why role modeling is so important. That's why women need to see women in spots of leadership and of success so that they can become that too. You know, I didn't have that growing up.
Caitlin Clark says Maya Moore is her idol. That's what made her want to play basketball at the pro level. How cool is that? Just a generation before, and Caitlin Clark wanted to be the next Maya Moore. And as Lisa points out, to have other women who are succeeding, Sabrina Ionescu is another one more recently, to have these women who are on national TV and are succeeding and are getting attention, selling out arenas and stadiums, and getting to make their dreams come true, right? Getting to the Final Four. It spawns the next generation. And I like the fact that you see a lot of these young women sign autographs for kiddos, whether it's boys or girls. It doesn't have to be just girls.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I agree with Lisa, because I kind of went through that too. Not having, people ask me all the time, who were your role models when you were getting into radio? Well, there were no women, so it wasn't a woman. It's why I teach, it's why I mentor, because I want other young female broadcasters to have a female they can relate to, someone who looks like them and sounds like them. So that's a great wisdom from Lisa about how things have changed. Now, you may have noticed, in addition to Caitlin Clark, There are a bunch of other high-profile college players who are declaring early for the NBA, or excuse me, WNBA draft, my fault. They're declaring early for the draft. It would have been safe just to say that. We know Caitlin is. Angel Reese just announced her early departure, her draft eligibility, and did it with a Vogue cover shoot, which is pretty impressive. Cameron Brink, the defensive player of the year from Stanford, even South Carolina's Cardoso is leaving early, but Paige Beckers is not. She's actually decided that she's going to stay at UConn. Aaliyah Edwards of UConn is going to the draft, but Paige will stay. And she did miss the better part of 2 years because of injuries, so I certainly understand it. Someone asked her about replacing Caitlin as the face of women's basketball a year from now.
There's so many names in college basketball now that are huge, that are stars, that deserve credit. And I think it's not my job, but the media can do a better job of just making sure everybody gets love, everybody gets not equal amount of attention, but try to spread it out more. So I honestly hope next year I'm not the vocal point and the only person that gets attention. And I hope as media, as players, we can spread the love a little bit more.
When I talked to Hall of Famer Ann Myers-Drysdale, I asked her, why Caitlin? There's so many great players and so many really good scorers, shooters. It's not like she's the only female basketball player who's ever been able to shoot. And yet somehow it's her that has risen to the level of this incredible pop culture status, household name. Why is it her? I think you would appreciate Ann's answer, so you have to check it out on the podcast. Oh, it's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark, together on the same court, could end up being matched up as well because of the position that they play, but also because of the defense that UConn plays. So here they are on each other.
She's just a competitor. She wants to win. She has just intangibles of the game. She knows how to play, a great IQ. But I think the biggest thing about her, she competes, and she's just a winner. She wants to win at all costs. So I know going into that, it'll be a great matchup. But I'm excited. It's great for the game.
I think the coolest thing about Paige is how resilient she is. Obviously, she's kind of been dealt a tough hand, and, you know, that girl only has positive things to say about her teammates and the way she carries herself on and off the court, the way she works hard, and none of that has changed, you know, since I've known her since she was in middle school. She's always worked that same way. She's always had that fire. She's always been a great leader, and I really honestly couldn't be happier for her in the year that she's had and, you know, the way she's led this team back to the Final Four when they've kind of been dealt a tough hand as a program, and they never made excuses. And to me, I think that's something, you know, you just really admire as a competitor.
Gino Auriemma has been vocal about the fact that he keeps waiting for this run to end for the Huskies. That's why he's all smiles right now. He's overjoyed because this is way exceeding his expectations, not for UConn as a program, but for UConn in 2023-24 because they lost five players to season-ending injuries. They have the shortest bench. You've got three starters playing 40 minutes. And yet they've continued to surprise the grit, the guts, certainly the talent and the coaching. It's all part of that. But it's inherent with that culture, with UConn. They know how to handle pressure. And that really comes from the status of being a UConn Husky. It comes from the work that is required of them. It comes from living up to a standard that is the OG in women's basketball. 30 years, 30 consecutive Sweet 16s. You don't want to be the team that ends that streak. You don't want to be the team that never appeared in a Final Four. You don't want to be the one group after all of these other Husky champions and Husky classes that never got to this point. I mean, it's quite a standard to live up to. the internal pressure of UConn women's basketball is more than anything from the outside. One more with Caitlin. Ooh, 12.3 million viewers watched LSU Iowa. I've heard all kinds of predictions. This is going to be so much lower. It's a Friday. It's not LSU. La, la, la. Who knows? But I can tell you, there is a ton of hype around the game between UConn and Iowa.
I think it's cool. Like, you know, this is exactly what we wanted for women's basketball. But also, I feel like, you know, it could have been a thing a long time ago. There's been so many amazing stars in our game, and there's been so many amazing people to support our game. Like, it's not surprising that everybody's wanting to talk about it right now, but the product has always been there. The stars in our game, the young talent in our game, you know, people are just attracted to that. They love watching. They love watching the competitive fire. They love, you know, seeing more upsets in the women's tournament. Like, all of that is just attracting more and more people. So absolutely, like, it doesn't get old seeing so many people talk about women's basketball. Like,
it's awesome that it ends on a like. Some great editing right there. She has made the most of this opportunity. A lot of people rooting for Iowa. My mom probably couldn't name one other player on another team. Maybe Angel Reese at this point because she watched the game against LSU. But she could tell you all the players for Iowa. I mean, that is quite a gauge. My mom does not watch college hoops. She barely watches any sports. And yet somehow she can name the starting lineup for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Yeah, the star power is amazing if you pay attention. I think as Americans, we like winners. We like winners. We're attracted to the bright, shiny objects. We have a very short attention span, but we'll pay attention to winners for as long as they're still on top. So the women's Final Four coming up tonight in Cleveland. Oh, look at you, shores of Lake Erie. You are rocking. Final Four mascots. We'll wrap up the week with that because you guys are killing it. I was a little worried. I thought this would pale in comparison maybe to Final Four famous duos. Nope. You've outdone yourselves. Also, John says you can test your eclipse glasses by using the light on your phone and making sure everything else is completely dark. So you put on the glasses. You're looking at the light on your phone in a dark room. How does that?
I'm just going to assume that they're real.
Wait, let's quick take this call from Reggie in California. Reggie, help.
Hey, it's Rajiv. It's Rajiv.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. In terms of what John was saying, yeah, if you put on your eclipse glasses, right, you shouldn't be able to see anything. So that thing about using the cell phone light or even like a bright halogen light, that should be appear very dim. If you can see furniture and stuff like that, you bought a fake one and it's too dangerous and you shouldn't use it.
Okay.
If you pass that test, then you can go outside and look at, like, you know, sun reflecting off of something, whatever, and you should just be able to see that. If you see anything else, you can't.
Okay.
And then if it passes that test, then you can look up the sun and you can see that.
Okay, so multiple tiers. Multiple tiers. You have to be able to hold up your cell phone light, see it very dimly, no furniture. Then you go outside, you look at a reflection, so maybe the sunlight off your bumper. And if you can only see that and nothing else, then you are much closer to seeing the actual eclipse.
Yeah, and then you can look at the sun, and if you can sort of comfortably kind of see that, you know, because it's 1,000 times darker than a normal pair of sunglasses, you know. So some people have used welding helmets, you know, that are dark enough that they're always using, you know, like looking at bright lights.
Yes.
The other thing also to be aware of is that in terms of the counterfeit glasses, you should look for, like, it's called an ISO thing, right? And the number is like 123-12-2. You can sort of see that online. But what people have been doing is been printing out that number on fake glasses. So beware. Another thing also is that people, like Inside Edition did a whole story in New York, actually, where you guys are, of somebody selling glasses that said, oh, approved by NASA. NASA does not approve any of these glasses. So if you see those are fake.
Jay, don't buy the NASA glasses.
Yeah, they say NASA. But 7-Eleven is a legitimate place. Lowe's, Walmart, Home Depot. I bought them last year at Home Depot for like a dollar or something, and I think Staples has them for like two something.
Okay.
So you can find them at these retail locations, you know, and do that. And here's another thing. If you don't have glasses and you aren't able to get that during the eclipse, you said you tried like the pinhole camera. Some people, what they've done is they've taken a colander and then just look at the reflection on the sidewalk.
Oh.
And you'll see as the eclipse progresses, because in New York where you are, you're going to be about, I think, like 89% totality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see that sort of change. You can also use your fingers, make like kind of like a net symbol with it, and you'll see that. And another trick also is watch the shadows through the leaves, because as the eclipse goes, you're going to notice that in the leaves, you'll see the image actually form of the eclipse.
Oh, my gosh. How did you get to be such an expert?
My dad worked at NASA, and I've always been a big space person, so I love that. And
very
the only
cool.
time that it is safe to look at the eclipse is if you are actually in the area of totality, which you're not going to be.
Right.
Then you can take off the glasses and watch it. But yeah, you could.
But
really
isn't that quick, though? It goes pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like it can. I think the maximum place it's going to get is going to be like 4 minutes, some odd seconds, you know, which is double the length of the 2017 eclipse. You know, but you
so
know,
are you going to get it in? Are you going to get it in your part of California?
In California, it's only 20-some-odd%.
Oh.
So that's why I'm looking to try to fly somewhere. But I heard on the news yesterday they were saying that, like, from Washington to D.C. to Indianapolis, which is in the center of totality, the guy was saying that airfare for him was going to cost $2,000.
Yeah, we've heard that every Airbnb along the arc in the United States where the eclipse will be total or mostly complete, they're
yeah.
all sold out.
Exactly. I'm thinking of just trying to fly somewhere where maybe I could be at an airport and do a layover or something, you know, but that's going to be a tough thing also, you know.
You're hardcore. I like it.
I'm trying. They say it's a life-changing experience when you view one, so.
Okay. Did you see it? You didn't see it 7 years ago?
No, because I was in a part of the country where we didn't get it that much.
Oh,
so. Okay.
All right, I'm rooting for you, Rajiv. I'm rooting for you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Same for you guys.
Thank you. That's great intel. We just got the lowdown. And I think he said his dad worked at NASA, and then he's like, don't buy the NASA glasses.
If I got to say, if I saw glasses and they said NASA on them,
you absolutely would.
That would be the ones I would
get.
Right,
right. So I'm got a bunch of errands to run tonight. We're going to have to coordinate here because I am going to Home Depot for dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll check out the glasses and see if there's some at Home Depot. But you're going to try 7-Eleven. He says it's an official distributor of eclipse glasses.
If he says, I trust that man with solar eclipse information.
As much as you trust Shohei Ohtani?
I don't trust him.
Okay. Why are we so weird about this all of a sudden? We waited till the last second. What is wrong with us?
I didn't know.
We're busy.
I honestly didn't know they were so popular.
You had no idea?
I didn't think that they were going to, they sold out and there was fake glasses and like people stealing serial numbers for these things.
Where were you 7 years ago?
I don't know.
Also, I wonder how many people still have their glasses from 7 years ago.
Would they still work? Or are they dimmed?
Dimmed? You're dimmed.
I get that a lot. That's seven years of sitting in a drawer or like exposure.
All right. I'm going to pretend you didn't say that and we're just going to go.
I don't know. If you had glasses from 7 years ago, would you buy a new pair?
They're not glasses. They're just plastic with...
Well, exactly. So they get, like, wear and tear, and they get...
In a drawer?
That's where they get the most.
Okay, never mind. Something's wrong with you right now. I don't know. You are...
I'm just thinking about Space Camp and NASA.
No, don't buy NASA glasses. No NASA glasses for you.
No NASA glasses. All right.
Final Four mascot.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Save Jay from himself.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All right, Jay. I know we're talking about Final Four mascots, but I found out some really cool info about this year's eclipse. Are you ready? Forget this year. This Monday's eclipse. If only it was one day earlier, I'd have a birthday eclipse. How about that?
That's pretty epic.
Why did we wait until the last second? What, 7 years ago, you don't even remember being excited about it at all?
No, not even a little.
Okay, well, for this second time in 7 years, I have waited until the last possible moment to think about securing glasses. But I did a little research of my own. The crack research department. This time it's my turn. The path of the total eclipse in 2024 ranges from 108 miles to 122 miles wide. Which, by the way, is almost double what it was 7 years ago, meaning that more people are in the path of the total eclipse. And it's going over more densely populated areas. So get this. In 2017, 12 million people were in the path of the total eclipse. On Monday, it's 31.6 million people. Wow. Who are in the path of the total eclipse. Now, that's still not even remotely our, you know, like a high percentage of our nation, but you can understand why people are going to try it because the next one isn't for another couple decades. It's also a longer period of darkness than 2017. At its peak, the 17 eclipse was 2 minutes 42 seconds in totality. But this year, along the path, in some places, the totality will last more than 4 minutes. And there's another reason, too. The moon is almost 8,000 miles closer to the Earth now than it was. Isn't that crazy to think about? The moon is 8,000 miles closer now than it was in 17. So what does that mean? With the moon, it's a little bit like when you hold your thumb up over, I don't know, the moon or the sun in the sky, right? And the closer you bring the thumb to your eyeball, the larger your thumb looks, mm-hmm. or the more it blocks out. And I'm explaining it to people. With the moon being closer to us, it's blocking out more of the sun, or actually the moon just appears to be wider, which means the totality is wider. That's neat, huh?
So it's a big deal.
All that to say, yes, all of my crack research and Jay's response is it's a big deal. Fine, we'll go back to Final Four mascots. I got all excited, but I waited until the Friday before the eclipse. Seriously,
we're getting glasses.
Procrastinating is a major problem for me.
We're getting glasses. We're not going into Monday into the eclipse without glasses. How's
okay,
that?
You promise?
This is happening.
All I want for my birthday. That and your Final Four mascots.
Coming in at number four, haven't heard this one yet. The most interesting man in the world.
Oh, I saw it on Facebook.
Did you?
Amazing. He was a good-looking dude.
He was a good-looking dude.
And also very mysterious.
He's the most interesting man in the world. Number three, Chef Boyardee.
Oh, I didn't see that one anywhere. Is that because you eat a lot of SpaghettiOs?
I used to, but only the meatball ones, though, back in the day.
Actually, when I was in college, that was one of my go-tos.
SpaghettiOs?
When I didn't feel like cooking or didn't have anything to cook.
Number two, I've seen a lot of Geico geckos. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Geico cavemen. They were tremendous for their run.
See, I wasn't a big fan of the caveman.
Oh, I liked them.
He's very insecure.
He was, but they were also making fun of him.
Yeah, true. Good point.
And number one, I mean, I had to do it. As a Mets fan, it's Mr. Met. He's the best mascot in sports.
I feel like you're being sexist here. What about Mrs. Met? He found himself a lady.
No, she's great, but Mr. Met is the original. He's been there since the beginning. Mrs. Met is awesome. She's growing on me, but Mr. Met's the best.
Okay, Mr. Met is the OG. Okay, I'm going to give you my whole list, and then I'll try to narrow it down. Are you ready? My husband and his family will be really upset at me if I don't at least mention Bevo the Longhorn.
It's a good one.
Who's an actual live Longhorn.
Sure.
And did you ever see the video where he went after Uga?
I have seen that video.
Do you know how many times I've watched that?
It's terrifying.
But also funny.
Yeah, Bevo gets out of the way.
Yeah, that Bevo just about rams people in his path as he's going after Uga the Bulldog. So Uga was already in my Final Four. So I'm going with Uga. The San Diego Chicken. He's iconic. The Energizer Bunny is one of my Final Four mascots. And then I wanted to say Wendy of Wendy's because she's my favorite fast food, but instead I'm going Pucky the Whale from the old Hartford Whalers.
That's amazing.
I have a t-shirt. It's iconic, too.
That's a great logo.
We'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.